I think self-talk, talking to yourself, is one of the best spiritual practices we have. Psalm 103 is a great example of spiritual self-talk. The psalm writer is speaking to their own soul. Soul, remember all the good things God has done for you. So, soul, praise the Lord. Psalm 103 is asking a basic question. Soul, is your life difficult? And this question gets asked in several ways through the whole psalm. Soul, are you having a rough time? Are you struggling? Are you sick? Do you have a disease? Are you messed up? Have you sinned? Do you feel badly about that? Are you feeling life is too short? Are you doing your part to ease the oppression in the world? Soul, do you think God is really happy with you? Psalm 103 asks and answers that question. Is life difficult? Answer, yes. And then comes the self-talk. But soul, remember God's love for you. And when you remember, praise God. After all the questions about life being difficult, this psalm gives us a tremendous list of things to remember about God. Remember, God forgives. Remember, God heals. Remember, God redeems you from the pit. God redeems you when you're at your lowest, when life is really, really bad. God redeems you. And remember, God puts a crown on your head. You are royalty to God. The crown is a crown of love and mercy. God doesn't crown you with power or anger or guilt or wealth. God crowns you with love and mercy. Soul, remember the days of old, just as God led the people out of slavery in Egypt, just as God led them safely through the Red Sea, just as God gave them water and food in the desert, just as God guided them through the desert for 40 years, bringing them home. Soul, God is doing this for you on your difficult journey. This is huge. The psalm writer is telling us, it's infinite. It's always and forever. Soul, God has cast your sins away as far as the east is from the west. God has forgiven you to infinity. It's like this. Say you're standing with the Lord on the east coast of America at the Atlantic Ocean. And the Lord takes your sins and throws them away all the way to the west coast on the Pacific Ocean. And God says, to reach them, feel free to walk. Spiritually, they're gone. You could walk that distance, maybe, but for no spiritual good. Embrace it. God forgives you to infinity. The sins are gone. Psalm 103 says, soul, remember God's compassion. Life is hard, but remember God is merciful and God is gracious. Remember that God's love for you is steadfast. It's for sure. The psalm says God's love is as high as the sky is above the earth. Now, as mere mortals who walk on the earth, even if we could walk from the east coast to the west, the sky is very high. We might climb a flight of stairs on a good day. We might even be hiking to a high place. But we're not going to hike to the heavens today. In other words, God's love for you is higher than you can attain. Scott Hosey is a pastor and author and a professor of preaching. He compares Psalm 103, and this was hard to read at first, to Paul McCartney's song, Silly Love Song. Paul McCartney became famous as a member of a little band in England. It was called the Beatles. And after they broke up, Paul McCartney formed a new band called Wings. As a public figure who's written over 1,000 songs, he's had his share of criticism, as public figures do. Now, a consistent criticism of McCartney's songs over his whole career has been that his lyrics are a bit sugary, as in romantic. He has too many of these syrupy love songs with lyrics that his critics have called downright silly. To his credit, McCartney responded to this criticism by writing the song titled Silly Love Song. Some of the lyrics go, some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know, because here I go again. I love you. And the phrase, I love you, is repeated 18 times in that song. And later he sings, love isn't silly at all. And to me, this means that our souls need love songs. Our souls need expressions of love, not just romantic love. Our souls need the love of family, love in our relationships, love in our chance encounters, love in the church. In the way we look to the hope in the world, we need love songs. Psalm 103 is a silly love song about God. Life is difficult. Life is hard. Life's a struggle. You're in the pit. But sing a love song. Sing about God's love anyway. Remember God's love. Now, as you know, I have a pattern for my after-sermon prayers where I generally include God's voice, God speaking. Now, I started this, might surprise you, only after I retired. I've only been doing that for about 3 years. And I'm committed when I prepare those prayers, I'm committed to being very careful what I imagine is coming out of God's voice. I'm very careful when I prepare that. They need to be words from Scripture, or they need to be certainly something that God would say. Sometimes I've seriously questioned myself as I'm preparing the sermon. Should I really say this time again, God says, I love you? Seems simple sometimes. Sometimes as I'm preparing it and looking at it, it even seems silly. But to quote Paul McCartney, love isn't silly at all. God's love is never silly. God's love is as real as anything can be. Say it. Sing it. God loves you. Jesus died on the cross out of that love. This is Psalm 103. Is life difficult? Yes. But soul, remember God's love for you. And when you remember, praise God. Let us pray. Gather into your soul now the troubles of your life. Gather into your soul the troubles of those you love. Gather into your soul the troubles of our nation. Gather into your soul the troubles of the world. And listen to the voice of God. I love you. I love you. I love you.